you'll just never find a harder worker.
Noah keeps it himself, far side, breaks through, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Pella, touchdown Pella.
Even before playing together so long in high school, we've been best friends coming through elementary school. We've always had each other's backs, and as a teammate, you know you can always count on him to pull through when we need it the most.
Noah in the backfield, he'll roll near side, looks downfield, towards the end zone, he's got a man, Vandaloon, pass caught, touchdown Pella, touchdown Pella.
When you've got a kid like Noah, I mean, you never really are able to push him to the end of his talent because you always know there's something more that to come.
From where he's been as a sophomore, never playing quarterback before in his life, to where he's at now with his playing ability is phenomenal. I mean, he's made jumps that we thought he can make, but he's far exceeded what we thought.
He's got some space, a burst of speed. He's down to the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20, the 10.
Oh my goodness, Noah Claiborne.
The funnest guy to block for, you know. We know as offensive linemen, if we just get just the slightest hole, you know, him and Nathan are going to break big plays, and there's nothing more fun than celebrating those in the end zone with them.
He always brings the energy and also the kind of just like the good attitude to every sport that we play together. I mean, whenever somebody's down, he can always see that and always bring enjoyment to whatever we're doing.
He's by far the hardest worker on the team. He outworks everyone. He's also the most dedicated.
Still on his feet. The 10, the 5, it's the Noah Claiborne Show. Touchdown, Pella High.
3,591 rushing yards, 52 touchdowns on the ground, 31 passing scores. Oh, and did we mention a state championship? That's been the career thus far of the human highlight reel of Pella High's football team, Noah Claiborne. Just last week, the senior Claiborne turned in arguably his best performance of the season against Carlisle, rushing for 144 yards on just 6 carries, throwing for another 131 on 6 completions, while having a hand in 5 of Pella's 6 first-half touchdowns. Since his sophomore year when he took the reins as quarterback, Noah has become a true leader for the Little Dutch on and off the field. Injured tight end Austin Schulte says Noah showed that guidance in the offseason during their preparations for the 2015 season.
For me personally, he pushes me so much. Like this summer in workouts, he always pushed me to be the best that I could be. And for the team, he just has that presence that we always can count on him. He's always going to give out his best in every game.
Noah's fitting into the QB slot was made easier not just from his own abilities, but also from the big senior class that was a part of the 2013 team that went to the state quarterfinals.
The seniors, as I'm realizing now, they want it more than anybody. They want it more to have like a great season. And they realize in order to do that, they have to kind of boost the confidence into the younger guys that are going to be playing. And for me, I was thrown into a big role on the team, obviously at quarterback. So those upperclassmen knew that if we were going to make something out of this season, we were going to have to be solid in all spots.
Nathan Claiborne, a senior member of that 2013 team and the older brother of Noah, stresses it was just second nature for the 12th graders to help an underclassman out.
All of my friends that were, you know, my senior year, like they all really liked Noah. Everyone just was very encouraging to him, and it was pretty easy most of the time to be encouraging to him because he usually did pretty well. Everyone liked him, and everyone wanted hit the best for him, and so that was just kind of like the culture of our football team, and so that was just kind of pretty easy to do, I guess.
An injury to Noah in that quarterfinal game against Washington possibly prevented the Dutch from a trip to the Unidome that season. The Dutch signal caller has also been fighting off an injury at the beginning of this year that kept him away from basketball and soccer last season. He's been keeping a positive attitude about it, though, and it even helped him develop more as a football player.
Every time you do have a setback, I always think of the quote, every setback is a setup for a comeback. It really sets you up to prepare differently, put things into perspective, and think about teammates who don't get to play as often. So you can like kind of help them because you've been in their shoes. You just know it's all going to be okay in the end. You know that you're not defined by football. It's not your identity. And that's something that I've really had to work on. When I was hurt and I was still in a boot, like up to camp, the only thing I could do was throw. So I really just kind of tried to sculpt my throwing, my form, and just like working routes with my receivers. And we've been very fortunate to have the size and athleticism in our receivers that we have. We're like 6'2 or 6'3 across the board, and they're very athletic guys, so it makes it a nightmare for defensive backs to cover and coaches to prepare for.
It hasn't been all serious business for Claiborne and the Dutch. They've had some fun over the years, says Will Warner and Nathan Henry.
Our freshman year, we went to state for soccer, and he was number 22 and I was 23, and we were lining up on the field and getting our numbers called, and I don't know what Noah was doing, but he was just making funny faces to every, and it was just, he was making it to me, but he didn't realize everybody was watching because his number was being called, and so I just thought that was just really funny just because we were both there just cracking up, two freshmen, and everybody's just watching us, so.
It was Knoxville this year. There was a fumbled snap. The ball was rolling, and we were both trying to pick it up, and I was just like, just grab it, and I turned around, and there was a guy right there, so I blocked him, and Noah scored, and we were just laughing the whole time.
The Dutch are 6-0 this season and have not lost a regular season game since 2012. They're trying to become back-to-back champions, and they're well on their way. Clayburg says when the games get more and more important into late October and into November, it's nice to look around and breathe a small sigh of relief, knowing that he's surrounded by other talented players that can make things happen.
We don't feel alone in big games, because that's one of the worst problems you can have. If you feel like you have to try to do it all by yourself, or if you're trying to force something too hard, we know that we have other guys that can make plays, and that it's a team game, so win or lose, you have your whole team behind you, and that's just a great feeling. So I think if we keep that and we continue just to make strides throughout each week, then we're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and we'll be a tough team to beat.
And advice for those kids that want to be in his shoes someday?
There's so much stuff that I've learned over playing Pella football, but Coach McKinstry always talks about, as you get older in high school, you start to see your vision, like it just starts to narrow, and you really focus in on the things that are really important. You kind of forget the things that don't matter as much. So I would say to those little guys, I would say really just kind of get to know your teammates, really respect your coaches because they know what they're doing and they're going to set you up for the right thing. Give it all you got because you only get to be an athlete for a very short time of your life. So you might as well make the most of it. And don't be afraid to be that guy who goes above and beyond.
For KNIA Cable Glass Football Friday Night, I'm Corey Hauser.